That's a our Lord's principle there. That one who has more will be given. How does that work? Is Jesus talking about the rich? What's he talking about there? See, and the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. That's the same principle in the parable of the three servants who got 10, 5, I guess, and 1 quantities of money. We've been given so much, we have to trade with it. And the basic trading is to preach it. Now, you don't have to stand on the street corner, but if you're called to do it, do it. I used to do that in Rome. It's a great service to people. But it's a principle here. I would recommend, I want to look at the, for special reasons, I want to look at the letter to the Hebrews, but meditate on that today. You know? Am I the one who has and more is given? Or am I the one who has not? Even what I got, I'm going to lose. Because I'm lazy. Or I'm timid. Or I'm something. You know? But we can see what's happening. And we have to be ready to preach the gospel. Any way you want. You know? And go to Our Lady and get some techniques. Standing in the grocery store. You say, if these prices go up much more, I'm going to have to bring a truck to pay for all this stuff, you see. Yeah, yeah. And now you've got something going. How far are you going to go? Depends on how the Lord leads. But you've heard me before say that God says that this person needs 120 hits before they'll come over. You might be hit number 98. You're just supposed to do what you do. And then leave the rest. But reach out, show people the love of Christ and a real humanity. Okay, now. This text is very interesting because it gives an enormous role to the flesh. Now we're on the other side of Descartes, which means for us everything happens in the inside, you know. What really matters is my little mind. Well, minds are pretty important. But the flesh matters too. And so he's talking here, you see. We have confidence of entrance into the sanctuary, which is what? The ravishing, overwhelming, glorious vision of God. That's the sanctuary. And this we have through a new and living way that he opened up for us through the veil. All of the imagery comes, of course, from the temple, the Holy of Holies, and all the rest. Huh? So enter through the veil into the Holy of Holies, you see. Through the veil, that is his flesh. Now, how is his flesh the entrance into the glorious presence of God? You see, as I say, I don't know about your country whether there's enough people still who have a kind of integrated sense, but in the West, we're really our little something way down here, and the rest of us is just negligible. And so we neglect it by self-indulgence. The flesh, you see, the veil through which we pass in order to enter into the ravishing presence of God forever is the very flesh of Christ, which he offered as a sacrifice for us. And we pass through that flesh. Huh? And so we have a great priest over the house of God, greater than all the Levitical priests, because his is eternal. Let us approach with a sincere heart and an absolute, absolute trust. He's one of us. You know, there's a principle in moral theology that if I'm starving and my family is starving and there's a man next door with tons of food, I could go steal some. And it's not stealing. Now, Jesus is part of the race. So look at all we can take from him. So we will live forever. Our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed in pure water. See, the truth sprinkles our hearts and the baptism washes our bodies. But we're both. And it's hard for us. You see, what matters really is the real me waiting here someplace. You see? That's all the confusion of Western European thought, starting with William of Ockham and carrying on to right now. People can sit up all night watching pornographic stuff and wake up in the morning and go about their business because that was all exterior. No, it wasn't. That was a sin, you see. Let us hold unwaveringly to our confession. That's why if you preach the gospel to yourself when you're driving, you see, just say to yourself, Francis, do you know that God is loving, infinite, eternal? Do you know that Jesus Christ came and died for your sins? You can get yourself from here to Washington preaching the gospel to yourself. You see? We must consider how to rouse one another to love and good works. Again, see? I love, I love, I love. Oh, why don't you at least be nice to the people you live with? You know, there's got to be something happen. And then the last one. We should not stay away from our assembly, as is the custom of some, but encourage one another. Because when we are here, if I came out here to say Mass this morning, and there was nobody here except Father and I, you know, that wouldn't be very happy. I mean, presence makes a difference. And so we strive to be present, not for our own devotion only, but to build up the brethren. You walk in here and you say, oh, we had a good crowd this morning. That's good, don't you? Don't you? I mean, I hope you do. That's the flesh. If you didn't have flesh, I wouldn't notice that you're here. And so encourage one another, and this all the more as you see the day drawing near.